On February 4th, 2011, this is Pulling You, number 36, Penalty Doubles on Day 2. Greeting, Bridge friends, it's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Welcome back. We're going to take a look at some more scenarios, more situations on our friend, the Penalty Double. You'll recall back on Day 1 when we spoke about the Penalty Double, a business double, something other than a takeout, a negative, a responsive, a lead directing double, support doubles, or any of the other many numerous types of doubles we won't get into, that there were two basic types that we spoke about. Let's review those two before we go on to day two. First, there was the bad fit, the misfit, where the opponents were both bidding and they keep getting further down in the quicksand where they weren't finding a fit. And our doubles, of course, were for penalty. If they don't find a fit, we don't find a fit. So our doubles are for penalty. The other scenario is where one of the players seems to be a busy bidder, a tenacious bidder, a happy bidder, at least until they get doubled. And that's a situation when one bidder just clearly overbids and gets whacked for their indiscretion. Today we're going to look at something different. This isn't going to be so much the bad distribution. This is going to be the balance of power doubles. Yes, the BOP, the balance of power, where we have more of the points than they do, or more of the points and shape. Let's take a look at that. First, it can happen when they open one no trump. We'll take a look a little bit more at the requirements for us when we're going to do a penalty double after they open a no trump. Another scenario is where there's interference in our 2-over-1 bidding, and we'll talk about what that means in a little bit. Second, closely related to the first, is a one no trump overcall. Our partner opens, then there's a no trump overcall, meaning they have about the same number of points as a one no trump opener and stoppers in their righty's suit, our partner's suit, and we have 9 points or more, and we're interested in, well, giving them a penalty double. These are three different forms of balance of power doubles. These are the bread and butter ones that you'll see again and again, so we're going to spend a little time going over some hands. First off, the opponents open one no trump. Okay, there's the bid. One no trump, double by us. What would that mean? Would you think it should be mostly on strength? Mostly on shape? Some of both? We'll speak about this more in the advanced lesson, but in essence, you would want about a 7 losing trick count hand. Now, we don't have a fit with partner, but that means we should have some shape of our own. In other words, if we have about 7 losers, that means we have about 6 winners. We need to get one from our partner to set them. That seems to be a pretty good estimate of a hand evaluation, so it's not just upon high card points. And as we'll speak about in the advanced lesson, a lot of it has to do with a running suit. So, we need to show shape. And the opponents, if they're going to try to do an escape, they better have some ways to show their shape also. Okay, next up. How about when the right hand opponent overcalls one no trump? Such as, partner opens one heart, righty, overcalls one no trump, and we do a double. This is another classic balance of power double, where we have a good 8, meaning a 5-card suit that we can get into, or we have maybe 9 points in our hand, and they're not going to be able to make one no trump. We can penalize them. Here again, the opponents, they better have a method for escape if they have a long suit by the advancer, by our left-hand opponent. More about that, too, on our advanced lesson. Okay, next one. How about where the right-hand opponent intervenes against our 2-over-1 auction? In other words, we've opened at the 1 level, we've responded at the 2 level, and now they dare come in the auction when we have, 23 points or more? Here's an auction. 1 heart by partner, pass, 2 clubs by us. And then they come in, our left-hand opponent comes back with 2 diamonds. What's this all about? We've shown 23 points, and yes, the 2-diamond bidder may have 13. Isn't that just very nice? Well, what do they think their partner's going to have? So they may have a 13-point opener, but when our partner, who's opened one heart, comes back with a double of 2-diamonds, maybe ace-queen-fourth in the diamond suit, it's whack-a-mole time, isn't it? So be careful making these calls in the intervening position this way. It's too late to escape. So remember, you must look before you leap, or think before you leap, even better. All right, so doubles. be wary of the left-hand opponent. Consider your escape agreements, especially for the people who have gone overboard and have been doubled. Take a look at the vulnerability. No, it's not just for sissies. Vulnerability's for everybody out there. If you're vulnerable, it could be a little painful, not just for you, but for your partner too. Also the contract level. One level, not such a big deal. Two level, well, air's getting a little bit thin. Three level, look out. If you're vulnerable, be very wary of left-hand opponent. And lastly, shape does matter. So if you have a good shapely hand, you might be able to overcall and get away with it, even on a 2-over-1. We'll speak about that more on our advanced lesson with some hand demonstrations. Okay, enough talk. Let's get right in to Balance of Power Doubles. All right, on hand number one, East is the dealer. In spades, ace-king, 7 points. In hearts, king-queen fourth. Another 5 points makes 12. Ace of clubs makes 16. And a double ten of diamonds, no help. One no-trump opener. To south. Oh, well, south, you've got a nice hand here, don't you? In spades, jack third. Questionable points. In hearts, ace fourth. Certainly four there. In clubs, king queen fourth. A nice 5 point holding. Add to five from the hearts. That gives us 9 points. And ace king of diamonds, tight. So 9 and 7 is 16. We're not so sure what jack third is worth. Do you want to do a balance of power double? Well, we'll talk about this more in the advanced lesson. But mind you, it's maybe not as strong as we think it should be. So just because we have equivalent hand over a one no-trump opener, look at the source of tricks. We don't particularly like that we have ace-king tight. Wouldn't it be nice if it was ace-king fourth, ace-king fifth? That's a defect. King-queen of clubs, 4 times, very nice. Ace-fourth of hearts, okay. Not so sure about this jack-third of spades. Let's say that we do a balance of power double. Don't think you're going to like it, but we'll see what happens. It then goes pass, 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 and it's ours to lead. We lead a 4 of clubs from our king-queen. Hopefully partner has a jack or an ace, hopefully. Goes with the 7 in the dummy. We won't talk so much at this point in the interest of time about the play strategy for east-west, but we can see with a jack and 10 in dummy and in hand, we would probably play low, no need for entries into the dummy. So we win it with the 10 in east hand. Comes back with a 3 of clubs to the jack. It's trying to promote the club suit. We had actually 4 of the top 6 honors in that suit. So fine. And south wins it with a queen. A switch to the 2 of hearts, 4th best, seeing that there are only 2 in the dummy, a reasonable switch. And north, you did good. You played the lowest of touching honors there, playing the 10 from 10 jack. And east, you did a good job by going up with the king rather than the queen. You wanted to play top of your touching honors to do a little false card there. Good for you. Comes back with the ace of clubs. Okay, cashing out that club trick. And then an ace of spades. Notice we had queen, fourth, and the dummy. Wouldn't it be nice if that suit set up? Maybe we can do a finesse. We then play the king, cash it. We play our 3rd spade. And when the jack comes out, there was that jack third. Went to the queen in our partner's hand. And that means we have promoted the 13th. Maybe a little bit better than 1 in 3 chance with that combination. But we're very happy that they fell 3-3. All right. We get a signal from north to say, queen of diamonds, partner, I'm liking diamonds. Can you please lead a diamond? So we're in the dummy hand in west. We come back with a diamond. And we give them their king in south's hand. They cash the king of clubs, the last club. They play their ace of diamonds, the ace of hearts. Everybody follows. Except for west, plays a diamond, and a low heart, back to our queen. So, although we were in one no-trump with less than 20 points, how many points did we make? Well, east-west made 8 tricks. We not only were doubled, which we made our double, but we had made an over-trick. Now, go figure that. What happened here? Well, let's go back and take a look at it. South, yes, you may have had 16 points. Wasn't the best 16 point. This ace-king tight was not a good holding. He would have rather it been in hearts or something else, and the jack third of spades, even jack 9-8, didn't turn out to help you. We were just a little bit in a lucky break that it was 3-3 in spades. Oh, well. But even if it hadn't been that type of a spade break, even if there had been one less trick, they still would have made seven tricks. So don't be so quick when you have a 15 to 17 point hand over a no-trump bidder to do a double. You need more than just strength. You need to have some shape. You need to have some source of tricks. And this hand didn't really have it, did it? Now, wouldn't it have been nice if we had ace, king, at least third of diamonds? We could have played ace, a king. We would have got some encouragement from our partner. We would have run off some diamonds, but that just wasn't going to happen. There was no way to get to this north hand, in other words. What a shame. We've got a lot of hands to cover. For those that have the advanced membership, we're going to go ahead and go over this next one a little bit. But I want to give just a little bit of a tease for those of you who have just the general free memberships. Here, let's take a look at it. So basically the same hand for east. We even gave west a couple more points. In south, we went ahead, though, when we made rather than ace, king, tight of diamonds, it's ace, king, queen six times. So unless an opponent has jack fourth, we're going to be able to score up a lot of diamond tricks. So rather than have 16 points, now in diamonds, in high card points, ace, king, queen makes 9 points. The ace of hearts makes 13 points. But these distribution points in dummy count for a lot. So we can see we have a good chance to take 6 tricks right there in diamonds alone, plus the ace of hearts. And if we can get a trick from our partner's hand, well, all the better. So you see how shape matters and having a running suit, not just the high card points? So we'll talk about that more in our advanced member lesson. So on our second hand, partner North is the dealer. In spades, queen jack third, 3 points. In hearts, ace queen fourth, another 6 makes 9. Doubleton clubs in diamonds, ace fourth. A nice 13 point hand will open 1 diamond. Over to our righty. In east, nice hand, ace third of spades, 4, king doubleton in hearts, 7, ace jack fifth in clubs is 11 points. I don't think anything for distribution with ace jack fifth. And a nice king queen third of diamonds. So 12 and 5 more makes 17 points. Definitely looks like a one no trump overcall. Remember, our north opened 1 diamond, and with king queen third, seems like very reasonable to do a one no trump balancing bid. To south, okay, in our south hand here, in spades, king fourth, 3 points, jack 10, 9, 5, nice holding in hearts. We're going to definitely count that for what it's worth. Another 1 point there makes 4. In clubs, huh, king, queen, fourth, gives us 9 points, and unfortunately, we got a singleton. Kind of expected that there when righty did a 1 no trump overcall, but with a good 9 points, even a good 8 points, I think we would want to do a double for penalty. The balance of power double. This is where we have the preponderance of points, and our shape does matter. Okay, after our double, then lefty does a pass. We'll speak about that more in the advanced lesson on how to do escapes, how to do runout bids, as they're called. Back to north. North respects that this double is not some sort of a takeout. It's certainly not negative. It's a balance of power penalty double, a pass. And for east, there is such a thing as an SOS redouble. We'll speak about that more in the advanced lesson, but not here. Let's go ahead and play ball. So one no trump doubled in the east. The lead is a jack of hearts, the top of a sequence. Very nice. Gets a 6 from the dummy. A 3 from our partner, about as positive encouragement as they can give from ace, queen, fourth, and a king from east, who needs to make a plan. Decides to go ahead and promote the diamond suit, very wise, since there is jack, 10, 9, 8, 5 in the dummy. And what's this? North does not take it? Huh, well, why not? Well, because there's not a lot of entries to the dummy, is there? And we can see that their objective is to promote. And we want to do the opposite of what the declarer wants to do. Isn't that just like bridge? We're always contrarians trying to do the opposite of what the opponents want to do. So North is just kind of cool on their heels, is going to wait a couple tricks and then win once the transportation has been disrupted. Okay, next comes the King of Diamonds. And we see a pitch from South. So everybody knows that the suit was a 5-4-3-1 suit, right? 5 in the dummy, 4 in north, 3 in east, and 1 in south. A pitch of a 4 of spades in south's hand. Here comes the third diamond, and wouldn't you know, there comes the ace, weighted to the third trick. No chance to get to the dummy in that suit, or any others, as we can see. Okay, what are we going to return? Well, did we watch the signals here? Ah, remember there was a heart led, right. So we're going to go ahead and return hearts. The ace of hearts, and then a queen of hearts by north. Some pitches of some black cards by east and by west. And the fourth heart, the two of hearts, to the ten of hearts in south's hand. What next? The king of clubs, splitting the king-queen honors. One by west's ace. Now comes a club out, not much else to do. One by the eight of clubs in south's hand, who then cashes the queen of clubs. Boy, this is not turning out very good, is it? And then a five of spades up to the jack, the lowest of touching honors in north's hand. One by the ace, finally promoting the jack of clubs. Boy, that took a long time. That was a little painful. And comes back in a spade. Not actually too bad. Making six tricks, bid for seven, right? One no trump level, down one doubled. Not too bad if not vulnerable. Not so good if vulnerable. And taking a look at the hand again, we can see the one no trump bid was a sound bid. It's just that we weren't lucky. All the rest of the remaining points were with the left-hand opponent. And this is what happens. This is that balance of power double. This is how it works. A classic situation. For advanced members, wouldn't it be nice if you could be playing in that diamond suit? We'll speak about that later. Okay, end of hand number two. Let's move onward and upward. And on this third hand, we're going to be talking about the 2-over-1 balance of power double. This is where we open at the 1 level, our partner goes to the 2 level, and then they intervene. Not a good idea most of the time. We'll talk about that, especially in the advanced hand lesson. Okay, at any rate, in diamonds, king, queen, third is 5 points. A doubleton spade, no help. Beautiful heart holding. Ace, queen, jack, 9, 5 times. Another 6 points, and I think one distribution here. 7 points plus 5 is 12. Jack, 9, 8 of clubs, I'm not so sure, but enough to open one heart. North. North, you're just about to have a Yarborough hand, don't you? Except for the 10 third of hearts, a pass. In east, a lot of nice honors in the black cards. Diamonds, worthless doubleton, no help. Spades, ace, king, third, 7 points. Tripleton heart, no help there. And in clubs, a nice king, queen, 5 times. So we have 5, and another 7 is 12. Perhaps one distribution, we're not sure yet. But definitely enough for a 2-over-1 call, making it 2 clubs. So 1 heart, pass, 2 clubs. Over to you, south. South has, well, in diamonds, ace, jack, 9-8-5, 5 points. In spades, queen, jack, 3 times. It gives us 8 points. In hearts, another 3, makes 11. And the ace of clubs, 15. So a lot of souths would probably be tempted to say, well, I've got almost a no-trump opening hand myself. I'm going to overcall 2 diamonds. Wrong. Don't do it. Remember, they've shown 23 points or more. Don't think your partner's going to have anything. They've already shown most of the points in the deck. You've got the only what's probably left here, right? Not only that, but did you hear that your lefty bid hearts? You think your king doubleton of hearts is really worth 3 points? And this queen jack third of spades, it's going to take a while to promote anything in that suit, isn't it? The ace jack 9, 5 times, not a great diamond suit. Wouldn't you really rather have some of those honors? Like that king of hearts, wouldn't you really rather it was a king of diamonds? So this hand isn't that great. And if you do a 2 diamond bid, it isn't even really very good for lead directing, is it? If your partner leads a diamond, that isn't going to help much. So if you go 2 diamonds, well, what do you think is going to happen by West? Yes, West, you're going to do a double. This is not a takeout. It's not a negative, not a support, not a lead directing. It says we have the balance of power. And I have some diamonds behind the diamond bidder. It's whack-a-mole time again. And there's nowhere to run at this point, is there? 2 diamonds, pass by north. Okay, looks like going to be a pass here. maybe don't have a fit, although we did like the fact we did have hearts. But if our partner has got a lot of diamonds, we have a shortness in diamond. Doubleton's fine. Singleton would be better. Voids, well, not so good. We'll talk about that in events lesson later on. But it would be playtime. And how would it score? Well, let's take a look. The lead is a 10 of spades up to a king, bottom of touching sequence, to the ace of spades by east, catches a jack by south, and a 9, high-low sequence by west. The third spade, a 4 of spades, to the queen by south, but it is roughed. Doesn't really gain any tricks since they already had that natural king-queen behind them anyway, but it felt good to go ahead and get a nice rough and didn't, psychologically. Don't really want to come back with a heart suit, do we, with ace, queen, jack, 9-5th. So then we come back with a low club, two partners queen, the bottom of touching sequence, and the declarer's ace of clubs, who then plays a second club, getting ready to rough and dummy, won by the jack in west, who plays a third club, letting them have their rough, doesn't want to play away from the ace, queen of hearts. And next they play a heart from the dummy to the king, and sure enough, the ace was behind. In our advanced lesson, we may take a look at this a little bit more. This would have been a nice opportunity for an end play. We spoke about that in some of our previous hands. Why didn't you just go ahead and play a diamond over to this king, queen, put them in the lead, and then they have to come back away from their ace of hearts to our king, Doubleton? Well, didn't work out that well, did it? Not this time. They went the brute force way, and we can see, as we play the rest of the tricks, 6 tricks were made by north-south, 7 by east-west. Well, they bid 2 diamonds, going down 2, doubled, let's hope not vulnerable, but looking at this hand again, yes, it was 15 points. The king of hearts was misplaced, and the diamond suit was not that spectacular. So when they make a 1 heart, 2 club, or a 2 over 1 bid, it doesn't matter whether you have 13, 14, 15 points. You better have some good suits. In fact, you recall our last hand. Here it is, that first hand where we had less than 15, 16 points, but we did have a nice shape. This would be the kind of hand you'd want to intervene with when they do a 1 heart, 2 club kind of call, where we have a nice long suit. And we'll speak about that some more in our advanced lesson also. So looking at South's hand, this was not a spectacular holding, and we went down 2, even though we did get a rough from the dummy, thank goodness, but we really would have liked a hand something like this. That is where they go with an opening, and let's say it was in spades, and then 2 clubs. And with this type of a holding, look at that. Isn't that a nice holding there? That's the kind of hand we would want to compete. If not vulnerable, maybe even at the 3 level. Maybe we want to do a little preempt when our partner passes. Well, I hope you enjoyed the session today. That's all we have time for. If you are one of our advanced, premium, or ultra members, please take a look at part 2. Otherwise, it's the end of the week. Let's go ahead and hearty party. Have some great bridge this weekend. We'll see you next week. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye now.